Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. I don't like it. I think when you get to maybe 10 wins, you can start talking burgers.
What?
Not seven. We're not quite there yet.
I think you start at six, halfway to hamburgers. That's when you start just, yeah, I'm not saying it's happening.
So
just saying it's okay. When you're halfway to hamburgers, it's worth pointing out.
I think you texted us, like, the game wasn't even over yet. And you're like, oh, halfway to
hamburgers. Well, it was over. What were we up, like 17 to
no,
three?
No, that was 2 days ago. So the Brewers have won seven in a row. It's great. We're not there yet, but Vince is already smelling the burgers.
Order the meat, Webb. Let's go. Order it up.
But how about that? You know what's super clean right now? Philadelphia, because they just got swept.
Seemingly overnight, the Brewers have found their edge once again. They've won seven consecutive games. It's the first time they've won this many since the 2023 season. And they've seemingly done so in a different way every night. Starting Sunday night in Pittsburgh, it was their first win when trailing after seven innings. Later in this streak, the Brewers would have their first win when trailing after eight innings, and Christian Yelich accomplishing a first of his own.
Pitch to him. Fly ball deep right. It's going to win the game. Abreu's going back and watching it sail. It's a grand slam! Oh my goodness, Christian Yelich!
It was his second grand slam of the year, and somehow his first career walk-off home run. Another first happened at the beginning of that series on Monday. Starting off the game on the very first pitch from Cy Young contender Garrett Crochet, Jackson Churio greeted him rudely.
First pitch to Jackson Churio! Driven! Left center! See you later!
A sweep of the Red Sox featured back-to-back games with a walk-off for the first time since the 2014 season. Then it was on to Philadelphia, where the Brewers had their captain heating up once again.
And brings home the pitch, and it is a high fly ball left field. Back goes Kepler at the track wall. Bye-bye baseball! Christian Yelich, a three-run blast!
Yelich would hit two homers on Friday, add four more hits on Saturday as well. Speaking of Saturday, a 17-run output. Tied for the most runs in a game this season for the crew. A new season high, 23 hits as well. None louder than Reese back in Philly.
The 0-2 pitch. Fly ball deep to left field. This is going back. Kepler turning. He's a spectator. See you later. Reese Hoskins has gone deep twice. Hoskins with a Philly homecoming to remember this afternoon.
Then Sunday, the Brewers took advantage of errors from the Phillies, and Jake Bowers, coming off the bench after not playing in each of the first two games, makes his presence known.
The 1-0. Line down the right field line. It's hooking into the corner. It's a fair ball, and that's going to roll forever. Jake Bowers with a go-ahead pinch hit two-run double.
Now the Brewers enter a stretch where they decide if they're contenders or pretenders. Each of the next 19 games feature either a divisional opponent or a playoff contender. And in the middle of all of it, a 10-game homestand, the longest of the year. Riding the winning streak, I'm Dominic Catronio.
So how it shapes up for the burgers, thank you, Dom, if we're still on the burgers, which I am. You've got the Reds for three here. 6-10, yes, is our first pitch tonight. Got three in Cincinnati and then back home to face the Padres. So as the math works out, Saturday night for the 6:35 first pitch against the Padres with the burgers on the line.
All
if
right.
We can win six more, or sorry, four more.
Okay.
And that puts you, the burger game would be Saturday.
I'm excited.
Why
about
do you
it?
Think I'm so far?
I just love it soon.
I'm ahead of it. It is
a little
soon.
Bit of ahead of it, I think.
It's fine. I like
then
it.
Then you'll get accused of jinxing
yes.
it if they were to lose.
I'm not I think if here's how you jinx it. You say like, oh, for sure we're getting hamburgers. That would be jinxing it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just pointing out mere facts.
You're just suggesting that Webb should start purchasing more
just
meat.
Just buy the meat, Webb, just in case. Order it. You can cancel the order. If you need to. 9:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.